The students went to D.C. to support classmate Daquan Jackson, who was asked to speak at the hearing. Jackson was just featured in the New York Times, detailing his story of getting arrested at 13 and his family not being able to pay a couple $100 court cost, further upping his fees and prolonging his probation. Junior Tremaine Wingfield says, like his classmate, he too is growing up without much money.
I came from, we ain't have no air conditioner and we had to use cold water. That's where I came from.
On Friday, Lehigh teacher Amy Donofrio puts on music and asks the students to write down their reflections on the trip.
So I want to hear, what's some highlights?
When they begin sharing, it's clear everyone was most excited to meet U.S. Representative John Lewis, who marched with Martin Luther King Jr.
And he told us not to give up. Like a man, like somebody who actually did this and actually is famous for that, and then he's high in power. It was very inspiring to hear somebody tell me that.
Wingfield says his class wants to affect policy change in the juvenile justice system. And while in D.C., the entire class was invited to a White House briefing with Department of Justice representatives, so they may actually already be doing that. Most of the students were in Donofrio's leadership class last year. More than half of them had been detained by police at some point. Some had been shot at. Finally, on Friday, they brainstormed what to do next. Maybe write a book of their stories or try to meet Obama. Jackson, who spoke at the Senate hearing, says most of all, they want other young people to keep up hope.
We just want, what we mean by hope is once something happens, you keep pushing. So it's not over. That's what we mean by hope. Like, believe that you can still do something with yourself.
The students plan to ask State Attorney-elect Melissa Nelson to consider meeting with them regularly. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.